Hi, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's message, In a Moment. Hi everyone, I am SD here with my co-host Lady V.
Hey, hey.
If this is your first time with us, we are so glad you decided to join
us.
Now, I can promise you it is not by chance that you happen upon our podcast. Lady V and I believe in divine timing and appointments.
Yes.
So stick around because you just may get exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new content. Now, before we get started, we must send blessings to our regular listeners.
Yes.
Thank you all
God
so
bless
much
you.
For
God
your
bless you. Blessings
continued
to your family.
Support.
Mm-hmm.
Lady V, let's go on and get started.
Today, we're going to be discussing a message that I think is much needed for those that wonder if God can do a miracle. And we all have that dream of that moment when everything could change in our lives. If only. So that's why it's entitled today, In a Moment, for this particular discussion at hand. And I just want you to take a moment and think of this. Imagine waking up every morning for 38 years with a physical disability that has rendered you unable to walk because of an illness.
Mm-hmm.
And year after year, you watch others with the full use of their limbs, and yet they aren't even aware of the blessing of the ability to walk, run, or do things without limitations.
Mm, that's good.
So imagine being that 38-year-old person that is dreaming of walking and doing things for themselves that they normally have to depend on others to do to help them with.
Mm-hmm.
But they wait. And let's put yourself in that person's shoes. Or maybe you listening know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you pray and you wait and you wonder, God, when will I receive my answered prayer? And if I could just receive a miracle in that moment, everything would change.
Mm-hmm.
Where to all those that are listening, here's the good news. Miracles do happen by the power of God.
Yes, they do.
For it is written, Jesus healed every kind of disease and illness.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in the Holy Bible, you'll find the accounts of healing miracles, miracles over nature, and miracles of raising the dead, all by the power of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear about miracles, a lot of times people think it's just maybe a fable, or maybe people just assuming it was a miracle, or maybe some way or another, something just happened by luck. But it's never by luck, it's never by chance. It's always a divine appointment by the hand of God. And you need to know that Jesus has compassion and love for all people. I'm gonna say that again. Jesus has compassion and love for all people.
Yes.
And he wants to help those that are in need. And guess what? We're all in need of him.
Yes,
you know, we all are. Whether you know it or not, we are all in need of the help of Jesus and his presence in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus has a desire to help. And the reason being, he wants to transform our lives to something better than what it is. And if you want to know more about this message today, it's important that you pay close attention because God wants to speak something to you. And one thing I hope that you get from this today is that with God, all things are possible.
That's right.
So let's take a look in the life of this 38-year-old crippled man who had an encounter with Jesus. And he had his divine appointment where in a moment, everything changed. And this is coming out of John chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. And I'm using the New Life version. So it starts out like this. Sometime later, there was a religious gathering of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, there's a pool with five porches. Porches are sort were considered doorways, called Bethesda, near the Sheep Gate. And inside these porches lay many sick people. Some were blind, some could not walk, some could not move their bodies. And an angel of the Lord came at certain times and made the water move. All of them were waiting for the water to move. So whoever got in the water first, after it was moving, mm-hmm. was healed of whatever sickness they had. So a man was there who had been sick for 38 years. And Jesus saw him lying there and knew the man had been sick for a long time. So here comes that compassion of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So Jesus says to him, "Would you like to be healed?" And then the sick man says, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is moving. And while I'm coming, another one gets in first." Mm-hmm. That right there reminds me of the scripture that says the last will be first and the first will be last. Mm-hmm. Because here are a bunch of people waiting to get this one opportunity to get into this pool of Bethesda that is going to be stirred by an angel to bring healing, whoever's the first one to get in. And this man is sitting here. He's like, I can't never get there fast enough. Everybody else rushes ahead of me. I can't get there fast enough.
Come on.
So he's sitting there looking like he's limited to get his moment. But this man is showing up because he has faith for his moment.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus asks again, I'm going to start back at verse 6. He says, would you like to be healed? And the sick man says, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is moving. While I am coming, another one gets in first." And Jesus says to him, "Get up, pick up your bed and walk."
Mm.
And verse 9 says, "At once the man was healed and picked up his bed and walked," and this happened on the day of rest. Now, some may say, this man, he didn't know who Jesus was. Mm-hmm. Jesus just appeared, and how would he know that he had the power to heal him? But again, this man had a little faith in him because he showed up to this pool knowing mm-hmm. that other people year after year would force their way ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "I'm not giving up."
That's right.
He wouldn't have showed up if he didn't believe that one day he would receive his healing.
That's right.
Now, it didn't come the way he thought it was going to come.
That's right.
He thought it was going to come with him stepping down in a pool if he could get there first.
Yeah.
But Jesus brought the healing to him.
Damn.
And that's where Jesus will meet you, right where you are. And that's grace. That's unmerited favor.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not something that you warranted or you deserved. It's something that is freely given by Jesus.
Yeah.
Just like salvation is.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it goes down further, you know, through verse 15, where I'm starting back verse 10, where the Jews, you know, said to the man who had been healed. So it was some witnesses that saw this man who they knew would show up, and he couldn't walk. He was crippled, he was disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see him walking, holding his bed pail, you know, walking, and they're like, here the Jewish leaders saying, you know, this is a day of rest. You know, it's against the law for you to be carrying your bed. And so the man was like, "Well, the man who healed me said to pick it up and walk." You know, so he was looking like, you know, he told me to do it. And imagine this man, 38 years being like this. And then he hears a man standing next to him who he does not know, who is Jesus,
mm-hmm.
does not know, that says, "You want to be healed? Well, pick up your bed." It took faith for him to stand up, to get up and walk. It
yeah.
took faith, because my point is, how would he believe that if he knew he hadn't walked well for 38 years? How could he believe that this stranger who had come up to him, that he would know what he was talking about?
Right.
But because they were all there, that was there for this pool of Bethesda, to get in that pool to get healed.
Yeah.
But he had to have that grain of mustard seed faith. Now, I'm going to tell you what Matthew in chapter 17, verse 20, is when Jesus is speaking about that. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, and you look it up, Google it if you don't know.
That's
Google
right.
it.
That's
a
right.
mustard seed is very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and Jesus said that you can say to a mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Jesus is saying that all you need is a small amount of faith to face a big mountain or a big obstacle in front of you to believe for it, that obstacle to move out of your way.
That's right.
He said, that's all you need, just, and that faith is in Jesus. That faith is in his word. That faith is in his faithfulness. Mm-hmm. So your faith in Jesus, in his word, what is promised in his word is what can remove those mountains, that those big challenges in life that seem like they're insurmountable, out of your way.
Mm-hmm. And Lady V, that speaks to that 38 years,
mm-hmm.
he had his faith
mm-hmm.
all that time that mm-hmm. he kept going to the pool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He kept going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for someone who's been dealing with some type of illness
mm-hmm.
for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you're like, but I haven't seen the manifestation
mm-hmm.
yet.
Mm-hmm.
This story lets you know
mm-hmm.
that if you just hold on,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that mustard seed faith,
mm-hmm.
you just hold on,
mm-hmm.
your time is now.
It is exactly your moment. Your divine mm-hmm. moment with the Lord Jesus is at hand, because it's already a finished work. You just have to receive it by
mm-hmm.
faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then receiving means to rest, meaning you wait and you rest in the trustworthiness of who Jesus is,
yeah.
that he will honor what his word says.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing about the Lord, he cannot lie.
That's
and
right.
he will not lie. He loves you too much to lie to you.
That's
he
right.
going to tell you nothing but the truth, and he is the truth.
Yeah.
But going back to this these verses of scripture, where again the man, he's walking with his bed pad, and the Jewish leaders who you know, observe the law of Moses on the Sabbath day is a day of rest, that you don't do no work. They was looking at him walking, carrying his bed. They saw that as work. And he was like, well, the man who healed me said for me to pick
mm-hmm.
up my bed and walk. So he's like, well, I was going to do it, because, you know, he knew what he was talking about, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
So then the Jewish leaders were like, you know, what man told you that? What man told you to pick up your bed and walk? And he was like, he looked around, but, you know, he didn't know who Jesus was, so he
mm-hmm.
couldn't say that was his name.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it was so many people there because of this Jewish festival that, you know, Jesus kind of disappeared in the crowd. You know,
yeah.
he blended in. He blended in with the common folk, okay?
Yeah.
He wasn't walking around, you know, trying to walk around in these fancy, you know, garments to appease everybody. Look at me, look at me. He just blended in with the crowd because
mm-hmm.
he loved the people, and he wanted to be able to be accepted for who he was without having jewels and all this
yeah.
grand gesture on him, or
mm-hmm.
he wanted everybody to see that he was this ordinary man. But although he was extraordinary because he was fully human and fully God,
mm-hmm.
he still wanted to fit in with the regular folks, so people would know, I'm not turning my nose up at you like these Pharisees,
yeah.
Walking around with their Jewish, yeah, their garments on of authority to show that they are of the priesthood, of the, you know, and that they were considered, you know, someone that people were supposed to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
They needed that praise, so they needed to walk around with those type of robes on so that people could know who they were.
Mm-hmm.
Where Jesus is like, you know, I just wanted you to get to know me, but I ain't going out here and announcing to everybody, you know, hey, look at me, hey, look at me, look at
mm-hmm.
me. He said, I'm going to come and sit and talk with you. I'm going to listen to you. I'm gonna eat with you. That's
mm-hmm.
what Jesus did. And so this man, he had compassion on, and he healed him, and just by his word. That's why it's
mm-hmm.
important that you read the word of God, because there are promises in the word of God pertaining to whatever you are facing. And when you find that promise in the word, you hold on to it, you meditate on it, and you believe God for it. And that faith in who God is and who Jesus is will surely manifest in due timing. It
yeah.
will manifest in due timing.
Yes.
So like this man that sat there, that pool, that showed up at that pool of Bethsaida all those many years for this very reason, he believed one day he will receive his healing.
Yeah. Now,
again, he wouldn't have kept showing up if he didn't believe so. But again, you know, this man did not know who Jesus was. And so when the Jews were asking him who healed you, what man said, pick it up, you know, he didn't know. And then later on in verse 14, it says that Jesus found a man who had been healed, and he found him in the house of God. And Jesus said to him, now listen, you've been healed. Now you need to stop sinning.
Yeah.
He said, or something worse is going to happen to you. So in other words, Jesus is saying, you know, you've been healed. You have a wholeness. You have a blessing over your life now. Now live your life so you can receive the fruit of the blessing.
Yeah.
So you're not doing things that could get you in trouble, which could cause any hurt or harm to come to you. Because that's what sin does. Sin causes destruction in a person's life.
Right.
So that's why Jesus came to take the sins of the world on the cross and pay for that, that atone for that payment before a righteous God. So that all we would have to do is receive Jesus and what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And we would receive that righteousness before God, and then you read the word, you study the word in order to learn how to live godly. It is pleasing to God so that you can yourself show someone the way to Jesus and renew your mind so you can transform the way you think. So you transform the way you think with the word, then you can get to the point where those things that weren't good for you that you desire, you no longer desire anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the work of the Holy Spirit and the renewing of your mind by the word of God. So it's still Jesus' word, you know, today still Jesus. Jesus is still speaking. God is still speaking by his son through his word and by his Holy Spirit. So, you know, when Jesus gives you a command, like he gave this man, he said, listen, you've been healed, so stop sinning or something worse is going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't come to condemn the man. He just gave him some very good advice.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop doing it because that is what's going to bring destruction to your life if you continue on.
Right.
So the man went away and then he knew who Jesus was. So he went and testified. Oh, it was Jesus that healed me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, they didn't want to hear that because they were against him plotting to kill him because they were jealous of his power and ability and authority that he walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not like him. And a lot of times people don't want to see other people, even today, who believe in Jesus, and they'll be angry. And it's only because, for one, they don't understand. They're in a place of ignorance and a place of blindness. And the only one that can open those eyes is Jesus.
That's right.
So it's important to know here from what we read today, this man living for 38 years, only knowing this condition of being crippled, and his situation looked hopeless, but this particular day was his appointed time to receive healing, and he received it in a way that he did not know he was going to receive it in.
Mm-hmm.
It was by the hand of Jesus. And again, no one had to put him in the pool for him to get that healing,
no,
because Jesus
didn't.
Came to where he was.
Yeah.
And that's the most blessing part of who Jesus is. He seeks to save those which are lost. And this man was lost in his sickness and his infirmity.
And that's a word right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jesus will meet you exactly where you
mm-hmm,
are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who think they have to jump through hoops and do all types of things in order to get and have a relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All you have to do is cry out to him and he'll meet you where you are.
Mm-hmm. But in this man's case, he wasn't crying out to him.
Right.
But in his spirit, God fully knew, and you know, he wanted to be healed because that was a persistence of him continuing to come to receive healing. And so that prayer, sometimes that secret petition of your heart, you know, God, of course, knows the thoughts of man.
Mm-hmm.
He can answer that prayer. And that man's faith that one day he would be healed if he just kept showing up. And he was. It just didn't happen the way he thought. But he did receive what he came for.
That's right.
So that's the blessing of who Jesus is, believing in heaven and having faith in God. So God will and can minister to your deepest and most impossible infirmity. That's for somebody out there that's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a family member that is dealing with such an infirmity that has been years, it doesn't matter how long it's been. If you know about Jesus, tell them about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because your testimony of what Jesus has done for you, or if you don't know him like that, and you're just finding out and hearing about him right now, stay on to the end, because we will pray with you a prayer of salvation so you can receive Jesus as the Lord, so you can get to know him and get the word of God, get the Holy Bible, so you can start reading to learn of him. And a lot of times I'll tell people to go to the book of John in the New Testament to learn about Jesus, because that's a great introduction of Jesus in the book of John. Although all of it, you know, points to Jesus, but still in the book of John, it's a great place to start, in my opinion. Okay, so back to this. God can minister to your deepest and most possible infirmity. Mm-hmm. And again, Jesus does meet you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And this great miracle was witnessed by others, because there were people that showed up just like this man and realized realize he walked away mm-hmm. on his own, you know, and he wasn't carried there, you know, by anyone. He walked away. So they could not deny that his clothes were not wet, so he didn't go on that pool. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. His testimony of saying, oh, it was Jesus that healed me, when he told the Jews, I'm sure by word of mouth it spread, because then you start reading about how people were following Jesus, you know, yeah. wherever he went, they were looking for him because they heard of how he healed. And I also want to point out this man's obedience to do what Jesus told him to do in the midst of what it looks impossible. Mm-hmm. You know, he could be like, look at me, man, I can't get up. Uh-huh. But he, oh, I had somebody bring me here. But he didn't do that. He just did it. Yeah. He just did it. He just took him at his word that mm-hmm. if he says to me, get up, then he must know something. Let me get up, yeah. you know. And that's exactly what he did. And he received, through obedience to Jesus' word, he mm-hmm. received what he couldn't have possibly imagined happen in that way.
Right.
That divine appointment by the grace of God. So, you know, one encounter with Jesus is just a prayer away.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just believe,
mm-hmm.
Believe on him, and if you've had any type of feelings of doubt, if this Jesus is real, because you look at the behaviors of man, which say they are for Jesus, but you see hate, mm-hmm. that is not of the Lord Jesus.
That's
anyone
right.
that says they are representing Jesus and they're showing hate and they're talking about killing people or anything like that, hanging people, that's not of God.
No, it's not.
God is love, and he loves everyone, even
that's
those
right.
that do most stupid stuff. God still loves him, because he knows that if you live long enough, you have time to find out about his son.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone that knows Jesus knows love. If someone is saying they know Jesus and they're being hateful, they do not know him, because the word will transform your mind, and
that's
that you
right.
know that we should love your neighbor as you love yourself. In other words, treat people like you want to be treated.
That's right.
So that's what the love of Jesus looks like. And Jesus didn't go up to that man asking him, what's your credentials? How much money you got? Or do I need an offering? He didn't do nothing. And I'm
no,
not saying
not.
That offerings aren't good, because that pays for things for the church, and it also pays to help people in your community. There are a lot of churches that help people in the community from tithes and offerings, and it's not just for to go in the pockets of the pastor. Now, and everybody that work a job, they get a salary. Now
right.
that's known, you know, you can work a job in the corporate and get a salary. You can work for the church and you can still get a salary if you are a servant of God, called of God to feed the sheep. And it takes work to
yes,
study and stay before God and prepare a sermon and hear God, what do the people need to, in order to give to the people what God has given you. And, you know, again, I don't know why I got off on this, but my point, it must need to be said to somebody.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
My point is everything concerning Jesus, everything concerning him, surrounded by him, is love, and it's about helping someone.
That's right.
So it's definitely never a selfish thing. It's never something that is unlawful, for certain. It's definitely never anything unlawful.
That's right.
So what can we take from all that we have heard today? First, don't put limits on God.
That's
you know,
right.
God already has good plans for your life, you know, so you need to stop thinking that you know how God's going to do a thing. All you have to do is believe and just receive
mm-hmm.
God's best by believing in his word. So you have faith in God. You use that faith of a mustard seed and you get good. You
yeah.
know, now, of course, we want to go from faith to faith. So we want our faith to grow, and your faith does grow. Once you believe God for one thing, then your faith can grow for the next thing that's a little bit larger to believe
yeah.
for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can continue to build your faith by the word, knowing that God is faithful to fulfill his word. So you have to remember that Jesus is the way maker. So never give up. Always trust in God. And second, you can take from this message today is, you know, when you put your trust in God's word, everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may not happen like you think it's going to happen.
That's a big one right
there. But the goal is, like the man that was there 38 years, the crippled, his goal was to be healed. That's
yeah.
what his prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be healed.
Yeah.
Now, it didn't happen the way he thought, but it did happen. He did receive his healing. So we have to remember, there's nothing too hard for God.
That's
right. If God says get up, then get up. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you know, and you have to remember, you know, God shaped you in your mother's womb. So your body, if your body's been attacked with a sickness or a disease by the enemy, who was Satan, only Jesus can make all things new.
Yeah.
He can restore your body to something better.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to to have faith. You have to trust in him. And I just think about all the people in scripture that followed Jesus from town to town. Mm-hmm. Only the ones that, you know, really didn't, if there was a town, they didn't have any belief there and it was nothing but unbelief there. He had to move on because he was like, I'm here to help those that believe I can help them.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe I can help you, then why am I here? You know, mm-hmm. I want you to be healed, but if you don't want to receive it, I can't force you.
That's right.
This is free. This is free for you. I'm not just charging you for healing. I'm just saying, believe, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a blessing that, you know, all the miracles that happened by Jesus, those that received miracles. Some people, you know, may wanted to believe, but they had a little bit of belief, but they needed help with their unbelief, you know. But still, you know, Jesus being a gracious God, his word is only believe. He wants you to believe. Mm-hmm. And third, don't give up. No
That's
matter
right.
what your circumstances look like in your body. Do not give up.
That's right.
The word of God says in 1 Peter 2:24, he personally carried, I mean Jesus, mm-hmm. he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as on an altar of sacrifice.
Yeah.
So that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and the power of sin, and live for righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
For by his wounds, you, me, we, where those of us who believe have been healed.
Yes.
And so this is a word of promise from God. This is why I said you got to get in the word of God, because that's how you find the promises of God for whatever situation you're going through, where you can meditate on day and night. And that meditating on the word makes your way prosperous. Why?
Yes.
Because you're changing the way you think. You're trusting in God's word. Mm-hmm. You're putting God's word in your mouth and in your mind. And essentially, you're making it alive within you.
Yeah.
Because think about it. So a man thinks, so is he. If you believe the word that God has promised you this, you're going to keep believing, I'm going to receive it. This is my, no, I receive it. This is mine. I receive it. This is mine. This promise. This is mine. This is mine. And so eventually you're going to see it manifest because his word is living and active.
Yeah.
And you know, it's living and active and it moves by faith because that's how it manifests what you are believing God for.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to stay in that faith, that place of faith, because that's saying to God, no matter what it look like, God, mm-hmm. I'm going to show up every day believing that I'm going to receive this from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you receive. So believe.
And no matter how long it
takes. And no matter how long it takes, that's right.
You keep on your faith until you see the manifestation.
Until you see it. Until you see it. Until you see it. Mm-hmm. So the word is a promise from God for all who believe.
And
so,
Lady V, I have to say this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do not allow anyone to tell you you do not have enough faith.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why you have not seen your manifestation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do not receive that from that person.
Mm-hmm.
Bless their heart. That is not of God.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You stand on the word of God.
Yes.
That you are healed.
Mm-hmm.
If it take a minute, if it take a year, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you stand on that faith until you see it manifest.
And that's the beauty of this passage of John chapter 5, is because it shows this man's perseverance.
Yes.
All these many years, all he knew was being crippled. He that's all he knew. But he believed that one day he would see the goodness of God by seeing his healing. And he received it.
Yeah.
Now imagine if he had gave up a year 37 and just killed over. He would have missed his moment.
Yeah.
That was his moment. And as long as you look for it, it will come to you. Believe God for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to believe in God's love for you, believe in Jesus' love for you, and trust that in God, that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, or what it appears to be to you or to others, so it means your point, your moment with Jesus awaits, and it's already promised. So hold on and keep believing in Jesus. Take it by faith, whatever it is that you need of God, take it by faith, and stay in a receive mode, that place, a position of perseverance and moving forward. Even when you have the aches and pains in your body, I'm going to keep trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep moving. I still believe that I am healed. The word says that I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe and I ask God for my healing to be made manifest according to his word, that he would be glorified in the Son. And you said, God, if I ask anything in your need, in your name, that's John 14:13-14. If you ask anything in the name of the Lord Jesus, he said that he would do it.
Yes.
That the Father would be glorified in him, the Son. So what he's asking, what you're asking for, now you need to be in line with the word. It can't be you asking for something that belongs to somebody else.
That's right.
It needs to be in line with what the word of God has promised you.
Yeah.
And that means it has nothing to do with the taking something from the next person. This is something that belongs to you.
Yeah.
So you take it by faith. And just stay in receive mode. And if you're looking for change to come, you'll see it. Don't
That's
give
right.
up. Jesus is a healer. He's still in the healing business.
Yes, he is.
He ain't going out of that business. He still heals.
That's right.
Set free and deliver. So, you know, and as we close out, you know, if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, I want you to, like I said, stay to the end. We're getting ready to pray a prayer in just a few moments. But if you do know Jesus as Lord, you know, I thank God for that. And my advice to you is to keep in the word,
mm-hmm.
continue to meditate on the promises of God for your healing, and whatever you believe in God for. Find
mm-hmm.
the promises in the word of God and stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it before your eyes. The scripture said that makes your way prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
You keep it before your eyes. You keep it meditating. You're rolling around your head. When those negative thoughts come that you're not going to receive it, you push it out, open your mouth, start speaking. But the word says.
That's right.
It is written. That's mm-hmm. what Jesus did to Satan when he tried to tempt Jesus to throw himself off of a
mm-hmm.
you know, Jesus says it is written, you don't tempt the Lord your God.
That's right.
You know, so you have to know the word to give it to the enemy when he tries to implant thoughts in your mind of negativity that goes against the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how when you open your mouth, you speak what you want to see happen in your life.
That's right.
Which is the word. You speak those things that be not as though they were.
That's
so
right.
You are speaking what you want to see, not by what you see, not by what you feel, but what you want to see happen.
That's right.
And the word, you find that word in scripture that promises that, and you stay with it.
That's right.
So and in 2 Corinthians 5:7 it says, for we walk by faith
mm-hmm.
and not by sight. That means we are living our lives in a manner of consistency with our confident belief in God's promises.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't stop.
That's right.
So you have to keep at it. You got to keep at it. It's a faith. Fighting the good fight of faith means you are continuing every day. It's a daily walk with God.
Yes, it is.
And in being in his word to receive what he has promised. So I encourage you, don't give up. Stand firm on the word of God. Be unmovable.
That's right.
Do not be moved by what you see or feel. Your sense realm cannot comprehend the impossibilities that God can make possible.
That's right.
So stand firm in the word and receive what's promised. So we're just going to pray right now. And then I'm going to pray a prayer of salvation. And Esty's going to help me for those that want to receive salvation through Jesus and receive him as Lord. But first, I just want to pray a prayer for all of you who have tuned in or are listening, because I know this is for you. So, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you know every ear that is listening on today. We thank you, Father God, you know every concern, God, every trouble that's in their lives, every challenge, God. We thank you, Father God, that you know the very thoughts of our minds and our hearts. So you know what we're in need of before we even ask.
Mm-hmm.
You even know the number of hairs on our heads. So that means you are invested in knowing us through and through. So we thank you, God, that every concern we bring to you, we place it before your throne, and we petition, Father God, for you to give us your ultimate best, God, that you work everything out for our good according
mm-hmm.
to your word, that by Jesus' stripes we are healed. And anything that is going on in our lives, we thank you that you're perfecting that which concerns us, God. So we thank you, Father God, you go before us. You make the crooked places straight. God, we thank you that you are the God that loves us, and you are the God that is for us, and you're greater than anything or anyone that's against us. And God, your word is true, and we thank you that you are faithful. You're not a man that you should lie. So every word in the word of God, we can trust that you shall deliver. You're watching over your word and perform it, and we thank you, and we pray blessings over every hearer, God. We pray that they'll have their divine appointment time with you, God, where they'll receive what they have petitioned in their heart from you, God. We thank you. You are listening. You care. Your ears hearken to the cries of the righteous. So you know what we're in need of, God. And you have promised to provide every need. So we thank you, God, as you restore and you build up, God, as you give strength, God, as you release healing, God, and every good and perfect gift. We thank you that you get all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' precious
name.
Amen. And now we have a call. We're doing a call for salvation. One thing you need to know, if you're not saved, you don't know Jesus, John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are listening, and you don't know Jesus, but you are feeling that tug in your heart to lay it all at his feet and to mm-hmm. receive him as Lord and Savior, here's a prayer that you can say to invite Jesus into your life, into your heart as Lord and Savior. And SD is going to let's repeat that after me. Just say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus died on the cross.
That Jesus died on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
And was raised from the dead.
And was raised from the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I need you in my life.
I need you in my life.
Because I need a Savior.
Because I need a Savior.
I need my heart.
I need my heart.
In the hands.
In the hands.
Of the one.
Of the one.
Who will treasure it.
Who will treasure it.
And take care of it.
And take care of it.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I surrender my life to you, Jesus.
I surrender my life to you, Jesus.
I make you my Lord and Savior.
I make you my Lord and Savior.
Amen. If you
Amen.
Pray that simple prayer, you are now born again.
Yes.
And the family of God and Christ Jesus, praise God. We welcome you to the mm-hmm. family of God. Now it's time, if you don't have a Holy Bible, or you download a app, or if you want to go and do the traditional, get a traditional Bible, order you a Holy Bible that's a translation you can understand, like New King James Version, New Living Translation, mm-hmm. New International Version, New Life Version. So many out there. Just find a translation you can understand. So
yes.
I like to read through a lot of them just to compare, and but they all should say the same thing,
mm-hmm.
Around to the same thing, and it shouldn't be anything that's twisted. So that's the Holy Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Pray and ask God to lead you to the right Bible-based church, because Jesus, he's the center of it all, and
yes.
You want to find the church that has Jesus as the center, and grace. You need to know about grace, the grace
yes.
of God, because that is the person of Jesus, or who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can learn about that from lots of grace teachers, like Pastor Joseph Prince,
mm-hmm.
and Pastor Creflo Dollar, and
mm-hmm.
Pastor Gregory Dickowitz. That's just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great grace teachers, and I try to in each podcast, I've been trying to do that, to just stir you in that direction, that those are some grace teachers that can
mm-hmm.
You can truly benefit from their teaching as you are seeking God for what Bible-based church to become a part of. And so you can stream them, and you can continue to stream us. I mean, continue to listen to us on
yes.
podcasts, and
mm-hmm.
eventually we're going to be streaming.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and put that out there. I was speaking that. but that's just to give you a boost up, and you know, because you need a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
When you're fresh, become a believer, we don't want you left out there not knowing what's next. So
that's right.
You need to totally put your dependence on God, but you also need to stay in the word, and then you need to listen to a teacher that's not going to twist the word, but that's going to give you the unadulterated word of God. That means
yes.
it is not changed or shaped or moved.
That's
it
right.
is presented just as God has it laid out. So if you have any questions, please contact us by going over to our website,
mm-hmm.
spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com. That is spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com,
mm-hmm.
and click on the Contact Us tab. We want to hear from you.
Yes, we do.
And we want to help point you in the right direction. We are so blessed to all our listeners in Singapore and different parts of Europe, Mexico, the United States. It is an honor for us, Canada, because we are humbled that God would use our platform to reach so many around
yes.
the world. We are in the U.S., so it is a blessing to have listeners in other parts of the world, because God loves you no matter
yes,
where
does.
You are, and it's important for you to know that. So hold on to God, and he is definitely holding on to you.
Yes.
So let me just speak a blessing over you. Since you tuned in, you stayed in with us to the end, I want to speak a blessing over you. May the Lord give you great increase,
yes.
you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth, and may the Lord make his face shine upon you with favor
mm-hmm.
and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance, which is his face, upon you with divine approval and
mm-hmm.
give you peace, a tranquil heart and life.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, let it be so. Over every listener and your family. Amen, amen,
amen,
amen. Grace and peace to you. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to We Are She Talks podcast. If our content has blessed you in any way, do reach out and let us know. Also, share it with your family and friends. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S3. E4. While you're there, take our short survey, follow and like us on social media, sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's prayer and devotional episodes. If you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. We've got you covered. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.